meeting beginning right now, a budget hearing, a tax hearing, one at 9:00, one at 9:30. So if we finish a little bit early, we'll hang around again at 9:30, that's most publish. At this time, will you join me, let's stand together, support prayer, live and believe.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just thanking you for the task that you have given us, and thanking you for the participation of our citizens. We just pray, Lord, for Titus County. We pray for the budget process, we pray for the taxation process. We would make wise decisions, and we would be prudent with the money that is provided for operations for this county. Lord, we take this seriously, but sometimes we miss things, and we just ask that you would ever watch over us and guide us by your Holy Spirit to make the decisions that ultimately would result in what is the best possible manner for the county and for the citizens. We turn this agenda over to you and ask that you would guide and bless this meeting. This is your time, Lord. We give you the praise and we thank you for joining us here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
IT system, which is derived from when Carl first took the job 20 years ago, The gift of white collar retirement, we update that, there's an easy $200,000 a year savings there to be got at, which you can use for other things or return to the tax. Your healthcare costs, okay, you've changed it from some company entirely to another, so United Healthcare involved, which saves you a little bit, but right now, unless something changes, you're facing being classified as a Cadillac insurance plan, and Obamacare, and that goes fully into effect in 2018, and you could run into $100,000 in penalties on that. Will these, the employees of this county need to be told that a few things have got to change? And the healthcare plan, the only way you can really get it down below that Cadillac level is to increase the deductible so they're more in line with what is out there for everybody else. You made minor changes to the retirement match too, you know, from 250% match to 300% match. But this county's about here, they've gone down to a one-for-one match. Meanwhile, in the private industry, 50% match is common. There's all kinds of things that you guys really just need to get a hold of and start making some real changes rather than just passing on to the taxpayers every time. A year ago, when you were running for election, Jimmy, you said that Rick Perry had done a good job of keeping taxes down and trying to attract industry to the state of Texas. You said we need to do the same here at Titus County. So bear that in mind before you make any final votes in the next 7 days. That's what I've got. Thank you.
May I ask you a question? I'm not here to argue with you or anything else. And I hear you loud and clear, and you said nothing that I wouldn't expect you to say, and I respect your position. You've been consistent as long as I've known you. What would you say would be the objective of this commissioner's court? If you were sitting up here, do you have a target tax rate in mind? Do you have a target budget in mind? Do you have a target number of employees? Help, I still may not agree with you, but help me to understand what you would be pushing for.
I think that you can come up with enough savings to lower the tax rate by at least 5 cents.
Okay.
On the MMO.
Do you feel like our taxes are higher in this community?
They are.
Sir?
Say that again.
Do you feel like that our taxes are high for this community?
Given the tax base that we have with these power plants, we should have some of the lowest taxes around if we no longer have that. Certainly make that up a few years ago, but that tax base has been under attack and going down, and we really have done nothing to try and compensate for that at all. In hardly a little. I think it's part of your job to try and make some of those cuts rather than just pass it on to the taxpayer every year.
But again, what would the ultimate objective be? You say that we're...
Well, the county has to stay competitive with other counties.
Who are we not competitive? Help me to understand that. Let me ask that question. Who are we not competitive with?
Well, if you look at our track record, we really haven't attracted much industry. Because we have other ways to pay it for our office carry. I know their tax rate is higher, but our tax rate, carry tax rate, is actually higher than several of the counties in the metropolitan. And yet we're trying to sway people to come out to the country and invest out there.
But wouldn't it be more appropriate to compare us to our peers in East Texas or even in comparably sized counties?
Yeah, but that doesn't, just because we've got, maybe have taxes that are proportionally lower, that doesn't excuse us from wasting money.
Well, again, what is your plumb line for comparing us to, as a county that wastes money? What is the comparison, or what is it that you use to make that judgment?
The real issue is our taxes keep going up. There's no good excuse for that.
No, there is a good excuse for that.
The problem is you refuse to make any cuts. You don't want to upset any county employees. You want to keep them as a sort of protected class. I mean, we've heard in this courtroom over the last year we've had people from the jail complaining and trying to protect their interests, which is fine. But why should somebody working in the jail get benefits way better than somebody working out of Pilgrims killing up chickens every day? We're about the same money.
Well, so again, if even though we favorably compare with our peers on a tax rate, would it be a fair statement to say that you think all of them are being inefficient with their money as well?
Well, you could go around the counties around here and you could see that they've made some real cuts.
But yet we still compare favorably to their tax rate.
Yeah, justification for the rest of the month. Our tax rate should be the lowest it can be to provide, you know, satisfactory level of service. Right now, it's not.
I think you said some satisfactory level of service.
Right.
And I believe that's probably, not probably, that is where you and I would differ anyway.
Sure.
It's a satisfactory level of service. I don't feel like you can achieve a satisfactory level of service in making some of the cuts that I believe that you support.
Why, I think, because something good about the employees, the only place you have a turnover employees is in the jail. Everywhere else, you've got all kinds of people.
That's one of the most, if not the most important department in this community, is maintaining solid sales staff over there. That's where we have the most vulnerability of any county office.
Right. But it's where you get the highest turnover. It's the only place you get the turnover. I mean, I've never been to this court, make the claim that if we don't look after employees like this, that, you know, we'll go off and do something else. Reality is, most of them want. Because what they get here is better than they can get elsewhere.
Well, that's where I'm going to rely on my sheriff to help me make that decision. Well, I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate the way that you present it. Anything else?
That's all.
Thank you, Nye. Judy?
Well, I'm back every year. I get up here and say the same things. He's comparing us to other counties. The 37 counties that are in the same bracket, 25,000 to 50,000 people, we're rated number 9 from the top. Not 9 from the bottom, 9 from the top. And Hopkins County that we keep comparing ourselves to is number 1. They're the highest taxed county in similar counties our size in Texas. So no, number 9 from the top is not what we want. And what we want is what you would do at home, what you would do in your own business. If your income dropped, which ours is dropping that drastically, you would sit down with your wife, or you would sit down with your board at your company or whatever, and the very first thing you would say is, we've got to make some cuts here. We've got less money coming in, and we've got to make some cuts. I can only see that y'all are making 2 cuts. We've got a huge budget that y'all could sit down line after line after line and see where else you could make some cuts. That's all we're asking. We're asking if you ran on a campaign and said, I will not raise your taxes, that you live up to your campaign promises, that you not raise our taxes, and that you cut our budget. That's all we're asking. Work on cutting the budget so you don't have to raise our taxes. This will be the 5th year in a row. I come up here every year and I ask you, do not raise our taxes. Please do not raise our taxes. Think about, you know, we're not country club people here. There's a little country club neighborhood over there. Maybe they're doing fine, but the rest of the county is not. You can look at our numbers and see we're not. You don't have a right to just keep raising and raising and raising our taxes. And it's not fair to the taxpayer. And that's not what we voted on y'all and asked y'all to do.
Can I ask you again about those tax rates? Number 9 from the top, just so I understand how you're making that calculation, because I don't see that.
Okay. We're making that calculation. If you live in Titus County, there are certain taxes that you have to pay. You have to pay your county taxes. You have to pay your hospital taxes. You have to pay the college taxes. Now, depending on where you live, you've also got to pay school taxes. But we don't know where you live, so we left that out when we figured this up. So every person living in the county's got to pay hospital taxes, college taxes, and county taxes. And we do the same thing in the surrounding counties, or the other counties the same size. And that's how we came up with number 9 from the top.
So you're combining a county rate, a hospital rate, if applicable, and a college rate, if applicable.
Yes, that's what you've got to pay if you live in the county.
So you're adding those 3 together,
yes,
comparing us to, say, a county that didn't have a college or a hospital tax.
They have other taxes that their people have to pay. Some of them have water taxes, road taxes. I mean, they've all got certain things that a person living in their county has to pay, whether it's a college or a hospital or not. pass certain things their county taxpayer hasn't paid. And we took those things and added them in.
So why would you, how does the fact that we have a college, which is wonderful, and we derive far more benefits than the county taxpayer, in my personal opinion, along with the hospital, where we also made a decision years ago that we wanted to buy regional, be a regional medical facility. And unfortunately, we suffered a lot of unfunded care. But why should this court feel obligated to adjust ourselves?
Because this court,
in there,
this court was hired by the taxpayer and is supposed to be working for the taxpayer.
A county hospital and a county junior college. That's not an apples and apples comparison.
Yes, it is apples and apples. We're talking about what your taxpayer has to pay. And we have to pay those things.
County taxes.
Yes, we are. But if y'all would quit raising y'all, that might help us out a little bit, okay? If the hospital board raises theirs, and the college raises theirs, and y'all raise theirs, what does that do to the taxpayer? That's what we're talking about.
We can shut down, the college.
No, we're not asking you to, shut down the college. We all went and voted against the college raising our taxes, okay? We voted against that, but they rigged things so that there were not very many people going out to vote. If it had been in a normal election where everybody was going to vote, that wouldn't have passed. Nobody wants their taxes raised. You know, they raised their taxes and now they've got how many soccer players they brought in from another country? That's not a community college.
That's not our concern.
That's right. Your concern is your taxes and the taxpayer. The taxpayer hired you.
I'm concerned over what I have and these gentlemen up here have control of.
That's right. And you're not doing anything about it. That's what we're talking about.
You're holding me to a standard where you're comparing me against other items of these other counties. It's not a fair comparison.
It is a fair comparison. It's what their taxpayers have to pay. That's all we're looking at is the bottom line. And that's all your taxpayers care about is the bottom line and how every year you raise our taxes over and over and over. You don't try to cut. You don't try to live within our means. You would if it was your business. You would if it was your home budget. You would live in your means. You wouldn't just keep going out there and spending money like it's water. We're asking you to make some cuts in the budget. That's all we're asking. We can sit down line by line and try to make some cuts in the budget so we don't have to raise our taxes every single year.
Also, in making that comparison, you know, you're comparing us with a county that doesn't have any debt. Here we've got 14 cents on top of our county rate that goes to service our new loop. That was something the taxpayer said, we're willing to do that. And so it's almost as if you insinuate, well, you've got to compensate that. You've got to come down on your maintenance and operation
because
the taxpayer.
We're going to be getting money back on the loop now. So I don't think that's a good excuse anymore.
We're going to still maintain that tax rate.
I'm not asking you to lower our tax rate.
No,
I'm asking you not to raise our tax rate.
Okay, but I'm saying you're comparing us against something that's not achievable.
And you're telling us.
You keep talking about how high we are in relation to our peers or in relation to other comparables. And you're comparing me. I'm already at a 14 cent disadvantage by the time you've included my interest in sinking fund rate on top of my county rate. But if you want to pull that off of there and compare simply maintenance and operation budgets of counties, that, in my opinion, is a more justifiable comparison. And I can assure you, you won't find us up there in that top half. I'd be surprised if you found us in the top 3/4 or even 90%. We're going to be at the bottom of the pack.
You can justify this any way you want to.
Am I wrong? You'll still be established that I'm
Yes, you're wrong. It's the bottom line.
Where am I wrong?
You're wrong in raising our taxes.
Okay.
Everybody is strapped. Make some cuts. Try to make some cuts. That's all we're asking. Get in there and work with your budget instead of every year giving raises, every year adding things on there, and every year raising the taxes.
They don't give raises every year. Maintenance and operation.
You gave them this year.
Let me give. They are this year.
Yes, you did last year.
Let me give for a select group of people.
Doesn't matter. The rest of us out there aren't getting raises. Look at your taxpayer base. Look at your your people out there that put you in power to watch after their money and watch after their taxes. That's all we're asking you to do, is treat it like it's your business or treat it like it's your home.
And that's what I do. Let me go over some maintenance and operations comparison, which I think you presented your comparison, I'm going to present mine. And I want folks to understand why I feel like this is a very reasonable tax rate. When you look at the things that this court has control over, we don't have control over that debt service rate, but we do have control over maintenance and operations.
You do have control over the debt service rate. You do have control over the debt service rate. When you go out and buy a real street building and you start refurbishing all your, that's not debt.
It has nothing to do with our debt service rate.
That's not debt.
We didn't.
When you remodel all of our buildings and put new facades on, that's not adding to our debt. How do you figure that? How do you do those things without adding to our debt?
Because the debt is to pay off bonds. That's all it's for. We didn't go out and borrow money and do those items. Okay, maintenance and operation tax rates for comparable counties. I hope these are comparable counties. Here's Titus County, the current year, 2014, 27.44 cents. We're proposing going over to 32 cents. So I'll even use the 32 cents that we're making a dramatic jump this year. And I admit that. But let me compare that to last year's maintenance and operation rates for comparable counties. Hopkins County, 53 cents. Upshur County, 57 cents. Camp County, 49 cents. Wood County, 50 cents. Cass County, 45 cents. Bowie County, 30 cents. They did beat us there. Franklin County, 47 cents. Lamar County, 40 cents.
You're using comparable counties that aren't comparable counties.
You don't think our peers in Deep East Texas are comparable counties?
Not if they're smaller than us in population, no.
Okay, here's some that are comparable population. Howard County, 28 cents. Matagorda, 35 cents. Kendall, 35 cents. ERAP, 44 cents. Cook, 45 cents. Hale, 49 cents. Washington, 50 cents. Brown, 53 cents. Fannin, 60 cents. Jasper, 65 cents. Caldwell, 62 cents. Cleburne, 71 cents. I've included our neighbors, and I've included comparable population sizes. I don't know how else to compare.
You don't need to compare. No one hired you to compare. No one.
Well, but I'm being held to a standard out there that I don't know what I'm being compared to.
You don't, we're not comparing you to anything. We're asking you not to raise our taxes and make some cuts in our budget so it doesn't have to happen. 5 years in a row is really hard on your taxpayers. We're not comparing you to any other county. We're asking you to not raise our taxes, but instead to look and make some cuts. That's all we're asking you to do. And we're not asking you to compare yourself to anybody. We're asking you to do what as a Republican we do. We don't believe in big, overpowered government that takes from the taxpayer and spends how they want to spend it. We're asking you to keep our taxes down, not raise them, and to make some cuts in our budget so we can live within our means.
But the point that I bring up those comparisons is to make the emphatic statement that we're not a big, fat, overpowered county. We're a conservative, well-run, efficient
and
county.
If we keep raising our taxes, you won't be able to say that. I want you to think about your taxpayers, those people out at Lumina that are losing their jobs. How are they going to pay their taxes? I mean, not only are you losing our tax base, you're getting people that are losing their jobs, and in the process of losing their jobs, you're raising their taxes. So it's a double whammy on people. We're just asking you not to raise our taxes and then make some cuts.
Who is next?
I other money, $15,600, that the field gets paid, and we take out taxes on it. So it's payroll. So we should add that, and we put these in the paper that says our taxes of our elected officials have to get this kind of salary. That's not true. When you put that ad in the paper, you've got to pour the paper in our paper, anyway. That's what personally I'd like to say. And then the fact that we don't try to, I make suggestions on places that we need to cut. You can do a lot of things with that expense, it's monetary. But the fact is, it wouldn't be popular with the county employees. We don't take care of the county employees around here, and that's a fact. Nobody's going to do it. In this budget here, we've got $3,000 for James Webster, an increase. We've got $1,200 for everybody else. You've got an increase of $10,200. You've got an affidavit that you've got for, you did 40%, 18, 40% of your work is provision to get your increase. Everybody's getting something. And we're taking to the chin. Raise our taxes. Nobody else is going to do it. I don't understand why we want to give raises to the higher paid people, the elected officials, the state. And I cannot understand it. I'll never understand it. Our lower paid people probably need an increase. Our elected officials are higher paid people. If you without increase, all of our increase in our tax rate is possible. And I expect that we probably could have had a raise without being drafted. But there was certainly room, and nobody will even discuss it. I've been here 3 years. First year I decided to run for office, and I listened to this same conversation, and I acknowledged that this commission board has no intention of cutting any expenses that may be cosmetic cuts, like we reduced the amount we're accruing or something. And that's all. You collect the same amount of money every year by raising the tax rate, spend the same amount of money every year. Going to do the same thing this year. And I don't think that's the way you run it. Like you said, you don't want to get it that way. And I realize that you probably should be critical, because we were criticized last month, and we got the share barriers the last meeting we had. So I'm not sure where we are now. Maybe we're down to the Crown Service. You know, Hitler did that when they criticized him and started the bill. So I don't know. Maybe we're down to that. I'm going to stop over here. Take care of business. So I don't know where we are in this county. You say the Senate service or debt service. You didn't say that we're going to drop to 13% this year from 14%. Still ready to go. I'll wait about
12.8%.
Okay. From 13, 14.8, that's quite a drop.
14.38.
More than one and a half points. There's just a lot of things that we can do. We don't even consider it. We don't even discuss it. We could have gone, I've mentioned before, go on deaf ear, we could consolidate equipment. You know, I usually account for the mower. Nobody's concerned about it. All concerned about being popular in the courthouse and county employees. And it's taken, I'll tell you. That's all I guess.
I assure you, it doesn't fall on deaf ear. We hear it from you loud and clear. We do think about this. I think about it every day in the year. I especially think about it over the last 3 months. I do a lot of thinking about it. I hear what you say, I understand, but just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I'm not listening and I'm not thinking. We'll make that clear. If we disagree, we disagree. But I have plenty of chances to think about this. That's why I'm not.
You may not be right, I may be right. Think about that.
I didn't say that you weren't right. I said you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. We have 5 votes up here. Now,
meeting that he hasn't come up with?
Well, we made a pretty significant decrease in the match of retirement, and that doesn't make us feel popular with these employees. You talk about how all we want to do is make the employees popular. That's not viewed real with a lot of popularity. We're also going to have to make some adjustments to our health insurance. We don't want to be taxed with the Cadillac tax. We are going to do whatever it takes to get out of that threshold. Once again, that won't be a popular item to the employees. You go year after year with nominal or no salaries increases, that's not popular with them. So no, we're not here just to accommodate our employees.
First of all, we gave the employees for 8 years for last. I had a couple of minutes, but I'm running late. On the last day, we gave them $600 a year. And we did. Then last year, we gave the sheriff department. Then this year, we've got a lot of spots here that we don't even discuss. Consolidated equipment for the road maintenance. Not even discussed. We never discussed one thing.
Your idea of discuss is to make a change. Discussing, you've discussed it numerous times. These guys have all heard you. They're not fools. They've been at this quite a while. So they understand.
Mr. Fields, you have anything?
Oh, thank you. And I will talk ask Carl about this. This budget will raise less revenue than property taxes than last year, but it's about $581,982. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's amount of money that we less than what we're currently in. I think we probably in last year. Now, when you look at different things, consolidating, you talk about sort of, I've got one maintainer.
You sure you're in that microphone, everybody here?
I've got one maintainer. I've got one bush hog. I've got one brush cutter. We try to cut our roads 3 times a year. And I thank everybody out there, and I told you here, we need to help in situations. I'll be glad to send a piece of wood or a hand or whatever. Some of this equipment, you have to be certified to run, which we need to get on here. Cotton equipment. And I think we have 30 years to make big cuts. At one point in time, there were 10 to 12 employees in each precinct. Now there's 4 or 3 in each precinct. Full-time employees. And I hired 2 part-time employees working 29 hours a week. There's times we don't have enough anything. We're all in that situation. But if we come up and we have a project that you need, we have all of us working doing that. The sheriff's department. You don't pay those employees. Don't say you pay for what you get. You have other departments, the city police, the other departments out there, and they continue to get raises. My sheriff's department's sitting there, and they're not getting raises. They've got this certification, they've got this training. They're good officers. They're going to keep you out of a lot of officers. And I'm not going to give the team of the police department over there less credit. Done a good job getting the right people in the positions. Let me tell you, if you go back 3 years and look at the lawsuits that the county had with the sheriff's department been involved in, a lot of times this can be eliminated by having good deputies who know what to do, cross their T's, lock their eyes. I'm very proud because I've been accomplished 3 years in this. Have a very professional, they do a great job. Same thing for county employees. County employees work hard, good job. like we still had the same amount of people in the duty's office that was there 28 years ago. Same amount of people that comes back to technology, comes back to the computers, or big things, they can really help, they're able to count, they're able to keep down their report. We still have in mind everything, we probably have quite a few more in their position. Technology and everything has helped us keep that back. The fire department is something that was not on there years ago, but we're looking at hiring part-time, or not part-time, but having three more full-time people. I'll give you a little bit this morning, that fire department, I think you said y'all had 7 or 8 new firefighters.
Some new faces.
Not firefighters, but people have come to volunteer, make volunteers. Just go down my mind, you check any county our size, any current state of Texas, and you're gonna find out we have the best fire protection in the state. And that's one thing people that told me that they want is fire protection. Because if we get our fire department's rankings down, that means the homeowner gets a discount. And we're still gonna have to pay for the firefighters if we hire 3 or 4 people. But, you know, there's a lot of different factors that go in here, and you try to look at everything. I try to look at everything and say, well, we can't do it, what we can't do. But, you know, fire protection, we're adding these other things, paying the volunteers and stuff like this. But still, you look at what things that this year, we're looking at bringing in that 500. $1,000 less money this year than we did last year.
That's been last year, but projected to be less also, but more. That was because a lot of them were set up to be great. We took in some more money than we projected this time. And I guarantee you'd be more this time. That's solid. And you just said it's going to be off the top of tax for long, a lot.
I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but looking full disclosure, although this budget brings in a less money by $581,000, that's essentially all debt service money because we're reducing the debt service rate significantly. That is responsible for virtually that whole amount. I won't try to convince anybody to be cut the maintenance and operation budget, but at least we are able to cut this INS rate. Commissioner Pinto or Commissioner Park, anybody want to add to that?
I'd like to say that I thought a lot more about this. As one thing that I've created since January in the public office is this time. I looked at the budget, not been looking at it just lately. I started shortly after I went into office looking at things as far as the precinct working together up. I have no problem with that. We should work together when we can. Each and every one of them, about this time of year, is a time that we have to get ourselves done, and everybody's busy. Nobody wants to call anybody else to do anything. I don't like raising taxes. Never have. But there's sometimes that you have to look at the overall picture. There's some places that could bring a little bit here, a little bit there. Paul, correct me on this if I'm wrong, but it takes $190,000 from our $200,000 from the tax rate you want to see them.
Yes, sir. That's about $185,000.
Some of the proposals that have been made, that it would drop a little bit. And, you know, that's something that I think that could be
thing, the only thing about that, Al, is we still have the insurance adjustments to start making, so I don't know what those would be, but the light could be. But they're gonna have to make some cuts in those areas because of Cadillac tax, and they have to revamp the whole system for the third.
Right, and one more time, as a reminder, we did propose the 44.75 cent rate. Since this is a tax rate hearing, we'll have another opportunity to discuss this on Thursday, but at our last commissioner's court meeting, we approved participating with the city on the cost of three new firefighters, it will be a net increase to the county of about $92,000. I don't think you can pull that out of fund balance every year going forward, you're gonna have to make some kind of adjustment to help fund that. I'm thinking instead of 44.75, a 45 cent even is what I'm thinking about. I want you to be considering that over the next few days. Susan?
This is a little bit, not against, not about the year, but you mentioned the election administrator. I just wanted to let you know, I hadn't had time to say, what you're doing is really not according to election code. Chrissy cannot just be elevated and do that work without being officially hired.
Right.
You know that, go ahead.
I know that.
And I don't know that we're needing as a commission to do that. That election commission consists of you.
That election commission will need to meet.
Okay.
We're simply adjusting the dollars that will be funded to that department. But these guys up here are completely aware, and so am I.
Okay.
That any firm decisions that are made going forward will be made by that committee.
But in turn, I mean, you're gonna be putting that into the budget. I don't know what that means. You're gonna use her salary now or raise it or whatever.
We're eliminating one full-time position there, and there has been some additional money added. We've taken out the one, we've added a little bit more money that hopefully will be a good guess as to where we end up in the compensation of what we're thinking should be a two-person department.
Okay, and the reality is that resignation from Leonard would be presented to that commission at the time and not to the board in general. Okay.
All right, anyone else? Otherwise, we will bring our first meeting of the morning to an end, which is the tax rate. I understand that you do, that you are very much co-mingled together, but nonetheless, we have two separate and distinct legal requirements, one a tax rate hearing and one a budget hearing. So at this time, I will propose that we bring the 2015 tax rate hearing to a close. That is my motion. Second by Commissioner Hinton, all in favor, say aye. All right, we will move right into the proposed 2015-16 budget hearing. It's 9:30. Once again, anyone that would like to address the board at this time is welcome and encouraged to do so. Yes,
I just cannot imagine that logical, intelligent county employees live here and see what's happening to our coal power plants and understand the decrease in revenue. All of those people would expect rises. It seems to me a very logical train of thought that they would see what's going on in our counties and they would understand, well, we're not gonna get a raise this year. That just seems logical. I cannot imagine that what's happening to our revenue, that anybody would be expecting a rise. It just makes no sense to me. Give them less than my normal 100%. Now, you say that with this group of employees. Well, with the businesses, the private businesses cutting employees, I don't think you're going to lose good employees by just cutting out the contributing amount to their 401k. They still have the same take-home pay. It doesn't affect them personally now. If they're more worried about their future, they can just contribute more themselves personally. But I don't think that you're obligated to keep them going when everybody else can't even keep up.
And what is your name on the record?
Karen Gatherer.
Thank you, Gatherer. Anyone else? Commissioner.
I'm not glad that this was a very short article about the, from the controller, about how the Dodge County was the lowest pay in northeast and western state of Texas. That's a huge factor in our thinking also. Nobody all read that article.
Thursday, 6 p.m. will be our final hearing. Then Monday, a week from today, 6 p.m., we will vote on the 2015-16 budget as well as the tax credit. I thank you for your participation today. I appreciate what this meeting has gone and what